Or one of you two is in court.
We get the key, we get.
I'd like to call Congress back to order.
We'll see.
And we are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Rules and Ethics have met, and I would like to report out and reference a resolution number ONCR 1709, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity and suit and a consent to jurisdiction to PAYCOM for payroll services by contract. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed, voting yes or Bucklehead and Mason, one absent, Congresswoman Edwards. Secondly, referencing bill number ONCA 17-16, an act to appropriate the sum of $90,000 for the Language and Cultural Resources Division to conserve and copy the Osage Mission Collection at the Jesuit Archives in St. Louis, Missouri, and to establish an alternate effective date. Committee action is due pass as properly engrossed, voting yes, Bucklehead and Mason, absent, Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Mason.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to withdraw ONCA 1717. Without anyone disagreeing, objection.
Okay, ONCA 1717.
I'd like to correct my statement, please. I move to withdraw ONCA 1717.
Second.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. ONCA 1717 has been withdrawn. Thank you, Congressman. We are now on third reading. The first bill is ONCA 1716, an act to appropriate the sum of $90,000 to the Language and Cultural Resources Division to conserve and copy the Osage Mission Collection at the Jesuit Archives in St. Louis, Missouri, to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against ONCA 1716? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members of Congress. This legislation is a very important thing to me personally. I'd like to say that about 8 years ago, I went up to the St. Louis University, also known as the Jesuit University. So all those old priests and their writings are very historical to our people and our culture, which we are, by the Constitution, we are to preserve and protect our culture. And these old writings are written in the style and the phrases that the old people spoke at that time. And then I have seen all of these records. I went up on a mission when I worked for the language department to retrieve some of these writings from the archives, which I did. But due to monetary constraints, I was only there for 3 days. And something that huge, you would have to stay to lose a month or longer to retrieve all the material. I'm just saying my point is, this is a very important historical document that needs to be achieved for here to our Osage Nation. And I would like to thank the University for keeping such a good, keep these intact.
Thank you, Congressman. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Buckle, ahead.
I first want to just start off by saying I agree that this is something that's worthy and worthwhile and important, and I would like to see it become a priority of this administration and this Congress, but I also believe that we need to set a priority list, and this $90,000 wouldn't come out of the general treasury, it would come out of the retained revenue fund that we just created this fall, that we set at a higher level of votes to get into. What I would like to see is for something to be sent to us in the spring or the fall, preferably even the fall, that this is a priority and this is something we're gonna make this a priority from this administration. Instead of spending money on ABC like we had planned, we're gonna move this to the top of our priority list, and this money is gonna come out of the general treasury. So while I'm not opposed to what this is going for, I am opposed at what fund it's gonna come out of right now, and us not having a better priority list. So I'll be voting no for this and encouraging the executive branch to make this a priority in the next fiscal year's spending and have us look at it then. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else? Thank you, members of Congress. I've been refraining from voicing my opinion on everything these days, but I did want to just echo Congresswoman Buffalohead's statements, but Congressman Makers as well. And I do believe that this is a worthy project, and at some point that it should happen. I just wanted to make it clear that that doesn't mean that I'm completely opposed to it. If I vote no right now, it doesn't mean I'm any less Osage. I'm still as much as I was right before I vote no. So I just wanted to, I guess, echo what she was saying about we have 18,000 of fiscal year 2017 projected revenue available. And so we were already back and forth the days leading up to this, and just a few minutes ago, about priorities and the money appropriate to the Hominy Village or not. And so we did just pass the retained revenue fund, and to make it very clear, there is money available that we could pull out. Just like she stated, it takes 8 votes. What did we call it? Permanent Fund Junior, as Congressman Walker dubbed it. But we just did that. And so we just went through a budgetary session. I understand things come up. But I think that there could be a little more. They even stated that in committee just a few minutes ago, that it came up very quickly and abruptly. So I think that we can readdress this, and just like Mr. Williams said, as money and information become available, that we address this again, and I believe that it will be. So I just basically wanted to get up and be very clear. some people don't like when we say we don't have any money, because we do have money. It's just, they're in different places, and we've taken action to make that so. I think this Congress is getting better at retaining some of our funds. We talk about every year, we, you know, every time there's an election, we all put on our campaign material that we support economic development and diversification of making more money for this nation, and that hasn't happened yet. We solely rely on gaming at this time, so I think that this Congress has done a good job of trying to set that money aside so that we could provide capital infusions to some of our boards to move forward so that we can make more money. So slowly but surely we're taking steps, I believe, in the right direction, and we just went through this, and yes, it was by choice, and yes, it is there, but I think it was brought up in committee, you know, about a $100,000 statue. I voted no for that $100,000 statue because I would like to see that $100,000 sitting there so that when something of this nature takes a little more priority over a statue would be available. So I just think with a little more discussion, because it did come up very abruptly, I think with a little more discussion and information that we can address this again soon. Thank you.
I will be voting no. Thank you.
Congressman, if there's no one else, Congressman Hamilton, you have the floor.
Well, I ask for you to vote yes for the ONCA 1716. This is in regards to our nation's history. It's hard to put this in a context where, you know, it means so much to a lot of people. In committee, it was stated there, we can do this at a different time. Executive heard that remark, and that's where an email got distributed to us telling us that the Record Draft Conservatory right now awaiting word to move forward the preservation and digitization of our records. There's money available. We've heard that. When we created the retained revenue fund, we didn't put any, the only restriction we put on it was for the 8 votes. So there's money there. I don't know what we're saving it for when this is part of our nation's history and ready to go. I can't say enough about the historical aspect of what's being held there. The first and second Osage Dictionary is in the collection. You know, there's the Osage language recorded is different than the Osage language we speak today. The Osage word for Catholic priest was named after Father Shoemaker, who's identified in these records. There's Osages that wrote to the Pope, Pope Leo. These records, I mean, I can go on and on about the significance and the historical. You know, I just wish you'd vote yes, because we do have the money available in the retained revenue fund. So.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCA 1716 pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bucklehead.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
No. ONCA 1716 fails. The next is ONCR, Congressman Supernaw.
Before we vote on this, I hope this is the right one I've got here. ONCR 1709. Could I ask a question of our legal counsel?
Yes.
Trey, during the committee review of this bill, they admitted that the waiver in the contract was not a limited waiver of sovereignty. It doesn't track with this bill. And they indicated they wouldn't, the way I understood it, they wouldn't accept anything less than the waiver they had in the contract. Is there some, I mean, is that right or wrong? Or, I just don't want to have to come back and redo this if they don't accept this limited waiver.
Was there an objection by the executive branch to it? The language is, while not exact, very similar to what they presented in the contract. It is a waiver to the jurisdiction that they requested in the contract, which is the state courts of Oklahoma, or in Oklahoma County, and then the federal courts of Oklahoma, in Oklahoma County, which is the Western District, U.S. Western District of Oklahoma. It's a waiver of sovereign immunity. It is limited to just issues revolving around that contract. I don't see why they would have any objection to that, because it gives them, affords them the ability to have any remedy that they would otherwise have at law on the contract only. But it doesn't give them the ability to bring suit against us for any other issue or any other reason outside of the contract itself. I don't see any reason why they would object to.
All right, I just want to be sure. I don't want to have to come back and revisit this just because the bill doesn't track with the contract.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Okay. Next is ONCR 1709, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to PAYCOM for payroll services by contract. I am the sponsor, and I will close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Congressman Supernaw.
Well, I'm going to vote for it, but I do want to say that we don't take a waiver of sovereign immunity lightly, and we talked about a lot about this in the committee, and the Attorney General agreed that it was kind of critical at this time that we pass this, because we are trying to implement it by the end of the year and a few days into January, maybe 19 days we have to implement this service. But the Attorney General, Assistant Attorney General, did say that in future RFPs, they're going to have a statement in there that we won't waive our sovereignty on issues like this. So if it's any consolation to anybody that listens to this nonsense, we are making some progress. It's 10 years and we're just now getting that into our RFPs, so that's all.
Thank you, Congressman. Excuse me. Anyone else like to speak for or against this resolution? Congressman Walker.
I'm also going to be voting yes for this, and Speaker Pratt may have captured some of this that I'm about to say, but just in case you didn't, I thought it was important for those listening or those of you that may be undecided on the issue. While we were discussing this in committee, I thought to myself, well, what about the number two candidate that was interviewed during the RFP process? Could we not kind of back out and then go initiate some discussions with candidate number two? and see if they would require this. Didn't quite get an answer to that. That question was not discussed with candidate number two, but it was pointed out by Mr. Johnson that candidate two was not as qualified, clearly did not offer as good of services, and was, I want to say, quite a bit more expensive. So there is cost savings associated with going with Paycom. They have relationships, former contracts with approximately 50 other tribal nations in the state of Oklahoma, and they've never had any litigation associated with any of their previous interaction with the other tribal nations in the state. Thought that was important. Those couple reasons, I'm sure a couple other reasons that Speaker Pratt's going to mention, are enough reason for me to provide this limited waiver of sovereign immunity at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else? Well, you guys did a fine job in summing that up. So I, again, just echo what you just said. It has been brought to my attention that there's been comments made about us talking about giving the executive branch the ability for limited waivers, just kind of a blanket up to a certain amount kind of thing, but that to me sounds a little different than what Ms. Curry was stating in committee, in saying that we, this may be something that we don't even really have to worry about in the future, I guess, maybe except for in extreme cases, if they're going to include this in their RFP process. So I agree that that would be a good thing, so that we don't get in a position like this again. Congressman Walker is right that they did make the statement that the second choice would have been more expensive and not provide as many services. But when I agreed, I did have several conversations to sponsor this. I had several conversations with Rebecca Furman in the process of how they got here, and I do know that the Attorney General, Holly Wells, is very particular in waiving, doing these limited waivers of sovereign immunity, and she's doesn't prefer them at all. So there had been a negotiation process, and the company wouldn't budge. So again, I guess we can discuss how that's going to be handled in the future, and that I agree with Congressman Supernall, that will help moving forward if they just let companies know off the top that we won't budge on that either. Congressman Walker's correct. They represent over 50 tribes in the state and never had any litigation. So I think that pretty much sums it up. So I and the executive branch would appreciate your yes vote on this. Thank you. Question is, shall ONCR 1709 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernall.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bucklehead.
No.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 1709 passes and is referred to enrollment. We are Motion and notices.
Motion to adjourn the session.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The special session is adjourned.
Still finding a call.
So did he.
I should have said in the world.